Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Truma. Mishenechtes Adam Arba Simcha for Rosh Chodesh Adar as well. Our learning should be in Tzchus for Shalema for Baruch Tzvi Berif Kavat. Yeah, Basar Shachar Yisrael Daven Hanach Mordechai Befer Simcha Basar Shachar Yisrael. Also Leili Nishmas Yitzchak Meir Ben Gershon on the second yard set Rosh Chodesh Adar Basar Shachar Yisrael. The first idea comes to us Rabbi Rachmiel of Ostrovtsa. Pasuk says in the beginning of the Parsha Adav Hashem Moshe Leimor. Tell every Jew that they shall take a portion for me, and they should give a donation, whatever their heart desires. And says the Rabbi Chaim of Ashrata, the pasuk shouldn't says v'yichu; it should really say v'yitnu. What's v'yichuli? Says Rabbi Yaakov of Chaim of Ashrata, beautiful idea. He says usually when a person gives, you think that you're the giver. And the person you're giving to is the recipient. But he says more than the person getting the money or getting the object, more than that ani is actually the person, the giver. When someone gives something, you become the taker. The yichuli is not just stam. It's v'yichu. No, when you give, you're getting yourself. Because when you give, you're actually the one getting. At the end of the day, when a Jew gives something to the poor person, it might look like you're the one giving to the poor. No, the poor is giving to you as well. That you're able to give to others. And this reminds me of Dessler. Rav Dessler says, "What's true ahava is ahava comes from the word ahav, give. True love comes from giving. True simcha comes from giving. You just look at the world around us. The people that are the most happy are the people that give the most. The people that are the least happy are the people that take the most. We should be zochav ez Hashem to take this message of Chamil of Auschwitz. You want to know how to be happy? Give. Rav Dessler says that when you give, you love. Beautiful insight. Chamil of Auschwitz and Rav Dessler. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chizkuni. The pasuk says of Chafhei Yud Aleph, talking about the Aron. But Tzipisa also zov Torah bet ma'ayz mechutz titapenu. The pasuk says, you shall overlay the ark with pure gold, and inside and outside you shall overlay it. And Chizkuni writes, we know at the end of the day that the aron was mostly made of gold, but inside was a wooden layer sandwiched between the two golden layers. And really, says the Chizkuni, should have been made of gold, but they had a wooden layer in between the two. And the question is, why? Why was there this piece of wooden layer in between the two golden layers? Says the Chizkuni, the Rabbon Hashem knew that the Levium of Klai Yisrael would journey through the desert, and they would be the ones carrying the aron. If it was made entirely of gold, if it was made purely of gold, it would have been heavier for the people who were responsible to care for it. So at the end of the day, the Rabbon Hashem, he wanted to try to alleviate some of the burden on the fellow, on the Levium. So what did he do? He dafka made sure that the Aron would have wood, would have a wooden layer inside between the two golden layers to make sure that the Levium wouldn't have to have so much trouble carrying the Aron. What an incredible insight of the Chizkuni. The Rabbon Hashem wanted to make sure that the Levium wouldn't have to trouble so much. Reminded me of a story I saw in one of Rabbi Pliskin's books, the Maisa of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. When he was very, very old and he was very, very sick, the doctors told him that he had to leave his old city home. He had to rent a room in the Diskun orphanage during the summer. It was better air, better, fresher air. But at the end of the day, he insisted that he stay, but he said he was only going to stay less than 30 days. During the last year of his life, he went from the orphanage and returned back to the old city. And his family doctors tried to persuade him not to, but he said he had to go back. Rabbi Moshe Blau asked him, why, Dafka, do you have to go back to the old city? He says, at the end of the day, listen, you see yourself, I'm very old, my time's running out. I don't want to trouble the members of the burial society, of the Chevrei Kedusha, to carry me all the way from the orphanage to the cemetery to Har HaZeisim. My plot to Har HaZeisim, it's much easier to go from the old city to Har HaZeisim than to go from the Diskin orphanage. That is the message of the Chizkuni, to do whatever you can to alleviate, to make sure to take away the suffering of others. What a beautiful mice or a tarv of the Chizkuni and mice of Yos Chaim Zonnenfeld. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer. Second week in a row of a Ksav Sofer. Chav Hech, Pasuk Chav. Pasuk now talks about the Kruvim. Ayu a Kruvim Porsek, Nefayim Lamala Sochim Chalfayim, Al Kaporos Ufanem, Isha Lachiv, Al Kaporos Yupnei Kruvim. The Kruvim were spread apart, and they were facing towards each other. The Gemara tells us very, very famously about Baba Basra Sadi Tesam and Aleph that there are two times in the Kruvim. Sometimes the Kruvim would be facing each other, and sometimes the Kruvim would be facing away. And says the Gemara over there, when they're doing the Zman, when they were doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when they faced each other. When the times when they didn't face each other, Upneim Labayas. They faced away from each other. They faced towards the walls of the house. Ask the Ksav Sofer, what's the deeper pshat in this Gemara? The times when they're doing the Baruch Hashem's will, they looked at it towards each other. And then they didn't look towards each other. When they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, they towards the walls of the house. Says the Ksav Sofer, it's a very pashut relationship. He says it's a Yisachar Zvulun relationship. At the time you're doing Ratzon Hashem, upnei me'achiv, you're looking towards each other. You're caring about your friends. You're caring about your neighbors. You're caring about your family members. That's the Ratzon Hashem. When it's not the Ratzon Hashem, upneim al habayis, you're only looking towards your own home. You're only looking towards your own situation. You're only looking towards your own bank account. That's not the Ratzon Hashem. What a beautiful insight the Ksav Sofer. You want to know what the Ratzon Hashem is? Upneim al achiv. When the Kruvim are looking towards each other. When Yisachar cares about Zulun, Zulun cares about Yisachar. And Dafka, when it's not Ratzon Hashem, when they turn away from each other. And says the Yismach Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh Adar, you know, very famous, the Mishnah says in Shkalim, in the first parak, Halacha Af, Be'echar Ba'adar, Mashmil and Allah Shkalim, the first of the Adar, they're to announce on the Shkalim, Mashmil and Allah Shkalim. Says the Yismach Yisrael, Mashmil is not just announced, but Mashmil comes with a lesson of Shema Yisrael. Shema is just not just listening, but it's gathering. Gathering together, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekinu Shem Achar. Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmin Al Ashkalim. On the first of the other, it's a time to gather together. Talk about your shekel. Go find your half shekel. Go find other people you could connect to. Says Yisnach Yisrael, Shchodesh Adar is a man of Avas Chaverim. The time to be able to reconnect. Leich Chinosus Kol Yehudim. That's what Esther tells Mordechai. Beautiful insight of the Ksav Seif and the Yisnach Yisrael of caring for each other, looking out for each other, making sure we have strong chevras. And Shlomo ben Adi l'Chaver, especially in this time period. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo, Perek Chavav, Pasuk of Dalet. Pasuk says, "Ve'yusomim al-malta ve'yachto yusomim al-roisho." Talking about the beams of the end of the Mishkan, should we fit it together at the bottom, and they should together to match at the top? It says the Tefer Shlomo, a very simple, beautiful idea. He says, at the end of the day, we know in Avodas Hashem, we have something called the Suda Delatata, Suda Delaila. The more we do in this world, the more they're able to connect to the next world. The more we actually do in this world, we're able to be able to affect the upper worlds. And says it's Hashem. That's exactly what the pasuk says. Hayus to omel milmata. You do your part. You do your chesed. You do your Torah. You do your tefillah of this world. Yachtav yitamim arosho. You're going to be able to do tremendous things upstairs in Shemaim. Tremendous things. Bring down tremendous shefer and bracha. And it's actually reminding me of a idea from the Megillah Esther. The pasuk is vayi oimenes adasa. And Mordechai brought up Esther in his household. Bichol Michal Zlach, who says, Oymen is not just a lashon of brought up, but Oymen is a lashon of hamshacha, it brings down. It says the Rebbe Chaim Chaim Zlotchev, when a person has emunah, when a person has emunah in this world, and he takes upon himself the bitachon and the ratzon Hashem, and he tries to be able to grow and grow and grow, that brings down shefa from the Rebbe Hashem. That means that's exactly Tefer Shlomo's vort. Asusu delatata brings out asusu delaila. When a person is making sure to always be used to milmata, then v'yachta yusamim al rosho. Bring tremendous shefa down from the Bonashram. Beautiful insights from the Tefer Shlomo, Bichul Michal Zlatchev, to know that everything that we do has tremendous effects in Shemaim and brings down tremendous shefa into our own lives. And finally, the fifth and final idea. This Torah comes from the Biala Rebbe, Yibitzel Yaakov and the Biala and the Sefer Divri Bino, the last pasuk in the Parsha. Chol Klei HaMishkan Chol Avodoso, Chol Yisidoso, Chol Yistos, Chatzon Nechoshes. Pasuk says all the implements of the Mishkan for all its labor, all its pegs, and all the pegs of the Mishkan of copper. And Rashi quotes on the Divrei Maschil Yistos, it was mamash so implanted into the lower edges, k'dishlosei haruach magbiyosim, any of them duchovim ba'arot. So the ma'isa shlo yanuach baruch. Any ruach that come, the implements of the Mishkan, the adneim would be the seir yisedosa would be so strong, so implemented into the chutzar, into the chutzar. Says the Yal Rebbe, it's not just talking about a physical structure of the Mishkan. To talk about our own lives. What does it mean, Shalom Yanua Baruch? That every Jew has a neshama. Every Jew is a chelik al kamimal. He says that, what does it mean, Rashi says, Shalom Yanua Baruch? That all of the winds of the world, all the spiritual world, winds of the world could come, but can never take a Jew out of being a Jew. That says the Baal Tanya, where every Jew is a chelik al kamimal mamish. Every Jew is a chelik al kamimal mamish. We're mamish, we're kings to their bonushim, we're queens to their bonushim. All the winds of the world could come, but what happens? No one can ever take away that pintaliyah within a Jew. A malik tries to take away that. He tries to tell us, oh, it's Suffolk, oh, does the Baruch Hashem really want? Yes, you can be me ayin of the Baruch Hashem. You're really part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Velt, even if you after you did a sin? Yes, I'm always part of the Baruch Hashem's Velt. Bekach v'kach v'korbanim, according to Rabbi Meir. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Meir. Bekach v'kach v'korbanim. We always have the connection to the Baruch Hashem. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea, we quote from Rechmiel of Ashraf, to really say, v'yinuli, what's v'yinuli? Because when you give, you actually the one takes. Because the givers are the ones that are the most happy. People are the least happy. Those are the people that take. Those are the people that are takers. V'yichul means when you give, you get. When you give, you get. Right? The Chazal tells when you give tzedakah, you're going to give. You'll be rich. Rav Dasher says, "Ahava." When you give, you actually come to love. Right? Usually, people that give an arm for the country, this or that, you think they'd be so upset. No, they're the happiest ones because they gave something. Because they give from themselves. The Chizkuni tells us. Really, the orange should be made purely of gold. Why was there a wooden plank in between? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Leviim to be able to make sure to carry it. So it would be so heavy throughout the Midbar. The Rabbanu Shem wanted to take away a little of that physical labor and stress from the Leviim. And that was the Meisah of Yosef Chaim Zonderfeld, to make sure that he knew his time was coming. He wanted to be closer to the Har Zesim, so the Chevre Kedisha didn't have to carry his bones. The third idea, we talked about the Ksav Sofer. The Gemara tells us that in Bava Basra, when they were doing the Ratzon Hashem, the Kruvim would face each other. When they weren't doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kruvim would face away. What does it mean they would face away the walls of the house? They would face away with the walls of the house, meaning they only focused on themselves. But when they were doing Ratzon Hashem, they faced each other. They cared about each other. Yisachar cared for Zvulun, Zvulun cared for Yisachar. But when they weren't doing the Ratzon Hashem, they looked for their own house. Only for themselves, then they looked towards their own house. Only focused on themselves. And that's the whole idea of Yismach Yisrael. Eb Echad Ba'adam Mishmin Al Ashkalim. Echad Adar, it's not time to be able to come together for Achta Shema Yisrael Shema Lekin Hashem Echad. Leich Kenosas Kol Yehudim. It's a time of tremendous Achtas of Ben Adam Lechavero. The fourth idea we quoted was from the Tver Shlomo. At the end of the day, when a Jew does things in this world, you do things in this world that has tremendous effects in the next world, and brings down tremendous shefa, like the Pasuk says in Gilas Esav, when a person has a munah, it brings down tremendous shefa. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Abiyala tells us, l'chol ruach, right? Any ruach can come down to those adonis, those yisedos of the Mishkan, but can never take away a yid's neshama, to be davuk to their bonus, to be good. We should be givers. We should be zoch of Be'ez Hashem to not only give, but give, be able to love. And Be'ez Hashem to always be able to try to take away pain from others. And to always understand that to do Ratzon Hashem is to look towards other people, to other people's situations, to look outward instead of looking inward. To be able to remember, to know that every action we do brings down tremendous shefa. And to know that no matter what happens in our lives, we could always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our chelek alakam imamish is forever. We always have a nitzchi connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Be'ez Hashem yisparach, good Shabbos, early good Shabbos. And a good Chodesh Adar, Aleph, Shkoyach.